I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and we are talking about drugs in our community. How big a problem is the drug problem in Chillicothe?
Yeah, so we do have a drug problem. That's not easy to admit, but one thing that I take pride in with our department and the sheriff's department, we work well together, but we're on top of it. You know, we usually know who's doing what, and it's a matter of getting enough information and making an arrest on it. You know, we have to have legal arrest on probable cause, and so I feel like we have, with our detective division, we have a lot of information, and they're on top of it. So I take pride in that. And so, you know, like some other communities, they deny they have a problem, which isn't helping them. You know, if you admit it and take pride in staying on top of it and work at it, then that's what we're here for, is to try to control that issue.
What are the main drugs that are the issue in our community?
So right now, you know, opioids and methamphetamine, it's been an issue for a little bit. We're starting to see counterfeit pills, and we're seeing those come from the city, and we're trying to combat that. You know, we started an investigation. We've worked with the DEA on some stuff, partnered with other counties and other jurisdictions to stay informed and updated on these types of issues, so that way we can combat them, because drugs are 90% of the time an underlying issue for other crime.
What is the best way to combat the drug issue? Is it through education or through enforcement?
Right now, education. If we can get the word out that this stuff's out there and what it does to people and the effects that it has, I feel like the education portion is a large part of controlling the issue. Parents having those tough talks with their kids. That's always difficult to talk to your kids, and the kids don't like to talk about drugs and the safety in their community. But I think it's pertinent to controlling this issue. You know, for a long time in my career, I felt that the enforcement part was the most important part of the job. And I'm not saying that it's not. I just think that at this point in our society, and I'm not just talking about Chillicothe here, I think that we have to educate and assist people to get treatment, you know, to get help on this stuff. And the other part of it is, you know, we do have to enforce it. So, but when we do enforce it, we always, our group sets down with people and talk to them and provide resources each and every time we arrest somebody. Now we can't make them absorb that information or utilize that information, but we can provide it. And I feel we've had a pretty big success in seeing people turn their life around.
You talked about the fact that a lot of times you know who is involved with enforcement. Does that always mean that it's easy to go out and make the arrest, or is it more of a process?
Oh, it's definitely a process. You know, we can know who's using or selling the drugs or doing the criminal activity, but it's a matter of having facts. You know, everything that police officers do during investigations is based on facts, and we can't use third party. We can't use rumors, but we can piece puzzles together, and our group's very good at that. So, I think sometimes people will report something to us and say, hey, I think my neighbor is selling drugs. Well, we have to have a reason to arrest them, or we have to have, we can't just go arrest them because there's several vehicles coming by to their house. Most likely, if there's several vehicles, they probably are, but we have to establish probable cause and work that investigation. And sometimes investigations aren't just fly by night. They're not just quick. We can't, but we do take pride in investigating. It's a true partnership with the community. I think, you know, we're, We have 18 police officers right now, including myself, and that's only 18 sets of eyes. But if we partner with the community, you know, that's 10,000.
If somebody believes that they have seen or know of drug activity, you would like to know about it, correct?
Definitely. You know, on duty, off duty, my cell phone goes off quite a bit. I'm at the store. People talk to me. I enjoy that. I like to have that information. But the best way is to contact the police department, talk to our detectives or myself, and report your issues. We also have on the City of Chillicothe website, we have a contact form. You can remain anonymous. You can put your name. We would like you to put your name because we like follow-up questions. We have a ton of follow-up questions of how, who, what, when, and where, so we can build that case. The most important thing is when you see something, report it. And don't think that your issue is too small. You know, we're here to keep this community safe and deter the crime that comes here. And I feel like our group does that. You know, they focus on, we don't just go out and patrol. We proactively patrol the streets. We look for problems, and it's a true partnership. I can't get that across too much. When you see something, we have to know, or we can't be everywhere at once.
That is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.